Welcome back, everyone, to the Dancer's Tea, where I'm your host, Carmen D. And tonight's guest goes by the name of Empress Bianca. Now, this particular dancer has a special sensual thing about her. She's going to break down being a party girl and also highlight how to be a sensual worker. Not only that, but introduce her new line called Pure Romance. Stay tuned.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Miss Empress. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I am well. We got the kinks out. We are here.
Yes, finally. It feels great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Hey, so welcome to the Dancer's Tea, where we talk about just about everything and also promote yourself. So, Miss Empress, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Give us a little intro on who you are and basically how you became a dancer.
Yes, of course. Well, as you just said, my name is Empress Bianca. I am an elite coquettish dancer and current pole dance student. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, born and raised, and I've always had like the hustler mentality in me. I just never knew exactly, you know, what direction I wanted to shoot for. So, you know, I discovered my passions and whatnot and, you know, found it real thrill and entertaining and really being the life of the party, so to say. So after realizing that it was something I could make a business out of, you know, Empress Bianca was born.
Okay. Yes. I'm loving it. So how long have you danced for?
I have actually danced very sensually for many years, with groups and competitions my entire life growing up. But as far as, you know, dancing as in the adult exotic entertainment world, I've only been in that region for maybe 4 or 5 years now.
Okay. So you're from the DMV, right?
I am not. I'm actually from Cleveland, Ohio, but I live in the DMV and I love it here.
Okay. We're no strangers from Cleveland. Okay. Okay. So have you danced in DC or were you dancing in Cleveland when you started?
Well, I was not in Cleveland. I was in the DC area, only dancing at private exclusive, you know, venues and parties. Never really at a club. However, I've worked at a club in Cleveland before, not as a dancer, but as a server. So I was definitely still exposed to, you know, what goes on behind the scenes in the club.
Now, speaking of the world of parties, you know, what's been going on in the party life, and we call that like the after parties, especially during COVID. How has that been? Have you worked it since during COVID?
I have actually. I've found that, you know, people still want to live at the end of the day. You know, they still want to have a good time. And, you know, who am I to tell someone no if I'm perfectly comfortable with being in the environment as they are?
Okay. So tell me some interesting things since you've been doing mostly in-house, or we call it the after party spots. Mm-hmm. Over the years, what have you picked up and you can bring to the table now?
Good question. A lot. A lot, honestly. I just really pride myself on being very unique, upscale and elite with my art. I feel that people really appreciate the value that I bring in dancing because it does add a very special touch. You know, I just have a unique way of presenting myself and go about performing that it's just unique and it's not really typical to see. So when you do get this chance to experience, it's something that most really value.
Okay, now give me an example.
Sure, of course.
I'm a person in the club, and I'm in the club, not in the at the party, and I see you. What is one thing that you think will stand out the most and will draw attention to yourself?
Definitely. The sensuality is key for me personally. I could walk up to you like a normal person, or I could walk up to you like a model with my hips swaying and the eye contact on sharp. Maybe with some tease of my nail hanging from my lip or something, or flinging with my hair, all of those sensual things matter. And once I get close to you, I smell just like the best thing in the room.
Say that.
And, just a little tease to let you know I'm just different. That's all.
Okay. Now, when you are in the room filled with other females,
Of course.
what energy do you bring to the crowd? You know you're different. You know you see it, but you like cloud on high. What energy are you best known to bring?
I'm not even gonna lie. It depends on the type of dance I'm doing as well, but if we're going to stick with exotic dancing, I would say inspirational would be the word. I also do hype dancing where it has nothing to do with, exotic dancing. It's just about feeling the moment and the vibe and the energy. And at that point, I'm a legit hype woman. So.
Okay. Now, what made you bring in the? I know you say you're a student, but what level of expertise do you hold?
Of course, at this point, I would say I'm a solid intermediate. I'm an intermediate who really stretches her abilities, fair to say. I do training with a trained prof I'm sorry, with a professional instructor once a week. Practicing my drills and whatnot, creating routines. So I do go beyond my limits, and I'm probably higher than an intermediate, but the moves that I am practicing to memorize permanently right now are intermediate moves. Excuse me.
Okay. Now, during COVID, right? What things have you been doing so far to kind of just survive? Now, I know you have a business going on. Can you shout out your business a little bit and tell us a little bit else what you're doing?
Right, of course. Well, I've got a lot of things going on, and even before the businesses was really starting to pick up, I worked a full-time job still. Now that full-time job is part-time, and I'm still working it, but I've cut down at this point because my two businesses are picking up. Those two businesses consist of an entertainment business, an entertainment and beauty business, Anamnesis Entertainment and Beauty. We do again offer those hype dance energies that I explained earlier. That hype side is just like, yes, like just there's no way, this party's gonna be dry. Cause I mean, we got a hype woman going around hyping everybody up, So it's that sector. And then there's the sensual side, which is what I was kind of also telling you with the, just the how you really present in a sexy, teasing, sensual way, like the very traditional exotic dancer outside of all of the aggression. The very soft side that still is still very mesmerizing is what the sensual part offers. And then of course there's an adult prime section, which aka is exotic dancing. It is that sensual that we bring, but with the option of denudation, because at the end of the day, we do want to see clothes come off. So adult prime does offer that. Again, we're doing the same thing everyone else is doing. It's just a little different though. So, to each their own, or to each his own, whatever the term is, I guess.
Right. So, okay. So I have a question. So what Why is it you've never been inside the club? Well, have you ever chose to be in the club or chose against it?
Well, I've partied in the club prior to COVID. I'm well, no, definitely not, covered,
not
but
more so, not more so party, but worked at the club.
Like, okay, okay.
Started dancing.
Ah, I see. Well, I suppose, in the most humble way I can say it, I've just been very fortunate enough to have had other opportunities presented to me to allow me to explore the life, the world, the entire lifestyle world differently. So I found myself becoming an entertainer privately and making a great living off of it without the need of exposing myself to the standards of a club, if that makes sense. I always knew that I wanted to go about my own way of doing things. And I also knew that, you know, by just simply working in a club, even as a server, there's just so much I go through a lot. And I just didn't want to really put that type of stress on myself if I didn't have to. I felt like it was just not something that I personally put as an option, I suppose. I need to find a better way to answer that.
No, I think you answered it fine. I think for me, when I, you know, I've been to club, I've been actually, so when I first started, I was, 20, maybe 20, 21.
Okay.
And that was, you know, way back when. And, you know, I started in the club. Well, I'm not going to say I had other things going on before I started into the club. I just had a different mentality of why I wouldn't do parties. Mm-hmm. So then fast forward, took a whole break and came back about 5 years ago, 5.5, 6 years. So then mm-hmm. I'm in my 30s right then. I'm like, whoo!
Right.
Let's go. But it was more of an ego thing. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, I have kids now. Let's see if this body can still flip on a pole.
Right,
can
right.
I still bring that energy? Can I still entertain? And I think, you know, it at a party, it's two different fields. And when you can put both together and be able to work both fields, no matter what, mm-hmm. you know, the atmosphere is,
right.
I think that's like a charm, an extra plus.
Right, exactly.
And I feel like, you know, people working in parties, they bring a different aspect too.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they do come to the club, they're like, what in the whole world?
Mm-hmm. Right.
What's going on? It's completely different. The aggression, depending if you're fortunate enough to be in a different club, depending on the club and depending on the people that you're working around, you know, sometimes the attitude is slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the main goal is to get your money.
Right.
We're not saying kumbaya, but we're just saying if people work, you know, work together, get your money,
mm-hmm.
and go on home, it'd be less drama. But, you know, we have the other issues. So with that being said, working inside of parties, did you ever run into any issues as far as like fights, people stealing, or you know, the negative aspect of things where
right.
you know, we might have our nose about?
Mm-hmm. Of course. Yes, absolutely, that happens everywhere. No place is perfect, you feel me? Everybody has their unfortunate mishaps. As we like to say, shit happens. I suppose just because it was, you know, private events, it was more controlled, you know.
Oh, okay.
And that's really the key to it. It's like, all right, if something happens, we got to quickly control it, you know, to so that, you know, police don't have to be involved or anything because, you know, don't nobody like them. So just especially not, you know, popping up at your party, you know, ruining it. So, yeah. I would say that, and just learning from your lessons too. You feel me? Like, what went wrong? How can that, you know, how can we fix that so that not happens again, or, you know, doesn't happen again? If it was even something that had anything to do with your in-house system, if that makes
exactly.
sense, you know, because a lot of times it's not. It's just, you know, somebody may be drunk, you know, it's just simple, you know, behavior that is expected of some.
Okay, so far DMV has been treating you well as far as entertainment wise. Do you ever feel like they're a little cheap?
although
you only work in the DMV, but
I would have to say again, I think this is probably how I should have answered the other question, but yes, I've come across cheap cheap ones, but no is the answer, I suppose, because I would say because I have been able to, make a decent living off of these private parties, I didn't think about going to the club. It's not even about, like anything other than just, I have a full-time job. I do private parties on the side. Why do I need the club? It's like these private parties are paying me. So it was just been a position that I've been fortunate enough to be in. And, I'm working on building a team. So I love to, create a team who, sees the value and, what I'm trying to bring and present.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
In their own unique way, if that makes sense,
So the have you ever been propositioned to do anything crazy? And how do you, what do you tell other girls if they were in a uncomfortable spot when you're being propositioned to do anything else
That is
outside of
a
dancing?
question, of course. Yes, I think as a dancer, it's a part of the job to just be asked questions that you're not going to be comfortable with doing. So yeah, I've experienced those moments, and I've helped other women with some guidance on how to go about their situations as well. Are you looking for in a particular like moment? I'm sorry. I was like thinking like, wait, so do
Yes,
I
it
like
was
be
more,
vague with it
give us
or
an example. Give us
okay.
something to leave with other people who want
Okay, I got you.
would you tell someone new to the game to say, hey, look, I wanna do this, I'm making money. What would you give them the pros and cons?
Right, of
Three
course.
pros, three cons.
It's yeah. Three pros, you're always going to make money for one. Each time you do it, you're going to get better. And invest in yourself. I mean, I
Invest in yourself is
don't
good.
know.
What do you mean? Elaborate more
well,
about
well,
invest in
yeah,
yourself.
well, invest in yourself as in like treat yourself to new lingerie or any type of thing, anything that's going to make you feel good or that you are going to want to present while you are performing, invest in that. It's worth it. Just saying, that would be definitely a con, not a con, a pro.
Okay.
The investment is not only, for yourself but for your business. So as a lady, of course, you can use it for all uses.
Okay, now tell the cons. Three cons.
The cons, the drama. Whew, goodness gracious. You've got to have a grip of your mental health to be in this world. Or else you are going to always be wrapped up in drama. And it's just a part of the job. Again, it's not something anybody asked for. It just comes. So you have to know how to handle situations. So the cons is the drama. And I mean all types of drama as far as lying, cheating, stealing, the business, connections, all of that, let me see the dramas. Oh, the cons. Poor organization.
Say that.
That's key. I would say, it's so because there's so many negative connotations that come to this world. You have to be strategic with what's about to go off or what's about to go down. You have to be strategic with your planning because if you're not, you're asking for something to happen at the end of the night or something to pop off even in the middle of the night before the party ends, So you have to be able to know, like, what am I going to do if this happens. You have to prepare in every single angle. So the cons, I would say, a lot of people forgetting about the organization. Even as an individual brand, you have to organize yourself, or else you just be throwing yourself out there. Yeah. This third, I was gonna say this third con. I don't know. Because
Well, you got the
again,
top
this is,
two. That was good to know. That was definitely good, especially organization. If I know nothing else, if it's not organized, oh, sometimes free balling
No, look now.
not gonna go well.
Look.
Okay, so before we leave, this is your shameless plug. This is the time that you tell us about how we get in contact with you for any bookings, and also any products that you may be selling.
Of course, of course. I hadn't even mentioned the Pure Romance, but the Pure Romance is actually my second business, really briefly. I do educate. I'm a trained consultant who educates and trains. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I start over. I'm a trained consultant who educates those on sexual health and wellness, and intimacy, along with providing them with the best products. For the bedroom, before the bedroom, after the bedroom. So I got everything, the before, during, and after. At the end of the day, it's about role play, or not role play, foreplay. So, let's see, I can be found on Instagram at empress.beyonu, and there's where you can find both my platforms for my, my businesses, the entertainment business and the pure romance business.
And if you are still doing private parties, how do they book you?
They can book me either by phone, email. Honestly, there's so many ways to book me, but if I'm looking to be booked by for private parties, it is under Empress Anneneses, which is, of course, Anneneses Entertainment and Beauty. It's my entertainment business only, not the pure romance. So, again, email, phone, my number's out there. It's not like it's a secret.
Okay, spell your email address for
Of
those who can't
course,
spell it.
yes. It's Anneneses.events, Anneneses. Dot events at gmail.com.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much, Empress, for just being
You're
a
very
guest on
welcome.
my show and telling us a little bit about yourself.
So
Definitely
happy to be here.
appreciate
Thank
it.
you.
Nice, soft, sensual voice going on you,
Oh.
just giving you the energy.
Thank you.
So you
Thank you.
guys definitely check her out. Don't be any stranger. Definitely go and just ask her a little bit more about consulting. You might need a little help. Valentine's
Yes,
Day is coming in 2 weeks. You
it
might need a little help to get it
is.
in for
Exactly,
your
yes. And I've also got, gift certificates and e-gift cards for fellas who just want to give a lady a little something, because at the end of the day, she's not just buying for herself, she's buying for you too.
Yeah,
So,
let them know.
yes, get in where you can.
Okay, well, definitely. Until next time. Thank you.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, I hope you like what you heard. If so, don't be a stranger. Leave us a message. Also, follow us back on Instagram and check us out on any streaming podcast platform. Until next time.